ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. Dear respected audience, we are having another chance to be together for the program Bridge, speaking about the du'as and supplications of Sahifa Sajjadia. We have been able to successfully finish the 10th du'a, and on this episode we'll move on to the very important du'a, one of the du'as many of our scholars, many of the Urafa, have taught us and have recommended us to make sure to spend some times and allocate some times, especially once you want to start a work, a project, once you're about to make decision on something very important, make sure you recite this du'a. This 11th supplication of Al-Sahifa Al-Sajjadia is a supplication transmitted Imam alayhi salam. It's a supplication transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in which he asks Allah for a good fate in this world and the hereafter, the afterlife. Moreover, in this supplication, the Imam makes references to the impact of human actions on the states of angels, God's answer to supplications, and supplication itself as a good mean or way of filling in one's spare time. This supplication is expounded thoroughly on such commentaries like Riyad al-Salikin, by one of the important scholars, Sayyid Ali Khan al-Madani, and many of the other scholars have made commentaries on this important 11th du'a. Let's take a break to come back and inshallah start the very first phrase of this du'a.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, just as we're back, respected audience and listeners to IRIB English Radio, as we are about to start this 11th du'a, it's really important that we mention or we remember that Imam alayhi salam allocates five sections in this du'a. Number one is remembrance of God or remembrance of Allah as a ground of honor, His gratitude as a ground of salvation, and His obedience as a ground of redemption. This supplication, Imam, on the second section, introduces it as supplication itself, and this supplication, more specifically, as a good way of filling in one's spare time. Most of the times, how do we fill in our spare time? With entertainments. Most of the times, useless entertainments. And even more precisely, harmful entertainments, right? Imam says, an entertainment for mu'min, for a true believer, is what? Filling in his dead time, spare time, you name it, with supplication of Allah. If you're in love with someone, what would you do? For example, if you're talking to them on your phone, you're looking for a chance. You're hunting an opportunity. You're looking to find out a minute or two to just check up on them, talk to them, and then go to your work and come back to catch up where you left off. Third one is the effect of one's actions on the states of angels. Sometimes we forget, we think we are ourselves. We are all alone in this dunya. We have, whatever we do has zero impacts on our surrounding. They call it karma today, let them call it. Whatever they want to call it these days, let them. But the impacts of our actions is something that we cannot run away from. We cannot escape from the impacts of our actions. The consequences of our actions is a complementary part of our actions. Imam says, in this dua, on this third section, talks about the effects of one's actions on the states of angels and the delight of the angel who writes good deeds when a good deed is done. Let's take a quick break and come back to catch up on the rest of the introduction to this dua.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters from all around the globe, Imam on this dua also teaches us a prayer for a good fate at the time of death. When the last chapter of your life in this dunya will be closed, will be given a period, and there is no next paragraph. The book gets closed and it will be saved to come back to you on the day of judgment. Whether it's going to come to your right hand, meaning that you have got an acceptance grade, or, God forbid, it's going to be given to your left hand to show that you haven't achieved a passing grade in this dunya. And emancipation from divine reprehension and reproach as a result of repentance. Last but not least, prayer for God's concealment, sattariya, of one's sins on the day of resurrection, when everybody is there, not only the people of our city of our time, not the entire people of this globe on the time of our lifespan, but rather the entire creation, everyone who were born from day one to the day of judgment, they all will be present there. You might wonder how it's so possible. The hereafter is nothing like this dunya, right? It's not a material world. It's not a material arena. It's very different. And the last one is the istijaba of dua, God's answer to people's supplications. The dua starts this way. Ya man, O the one, dhikruhu sharafun lidhakirin. O he, remembering whom, brings honor to those who remember. There are people or there are things in this dunya that by remembering them, you get ashamed of yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the contrary, is the one whom by His remembrance, it gives you honor, it gives you power, it gives you strength. يَوْمَنْ ذِكْرُهُ شَرَفٌ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ وَيَوْمَنْ شُكْرُهُ فَوْزٌ لِلشَّاكِرِينَ Oh, he, thanking him, brings triumph, victoriousness to those who give thanks. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us amongst shakirin. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد